We all have exactly 1,440 minutes each day. Not 1,441, not 1,439, precisely 1,440, our great equalizer regardless of wealth, education, or physical abilities. Yet most of us treat these minutes like monopoly money, while guarding our actual dollars like precious gems. We'd never let someone steal $20 from our wallet, yet we allow colleagues to steal 20 minutes with pointless meetings. We carefully research purchases, but thoughtlessly surrender hours scrolling through feeds that make us feel worse about ourselves. This disconnect reveals something profound. We don't truly feel time slipping away. When you become conscious of each heartbeat and breath, when you viscerally sense minutes vanishing forever, something shifts. You naturally become more intentional. Even a single minute holds tremendous potential. You could do 30 sit-ups, write a thank you note, meditate, or have a meaningful conversation with someone you love. Highly successful people feel the passage of time acutely. They view each day as a limited resource of 1,440 opportunities to move closer to their goals. Try posting 1,400 somewhere visible as a daily reminder. This simple practice creates awareness that transforms everything else. Ever finished a busy day feeling like you accomplished nothing important? The problem isn't lack of work, it's working on the wrong things. Ancient wisdom recognized this 2,000 years ago. To do two things at once is to do neither. Your most important task, MIT, is the single activity providing the greatest leverage toward your goals. It's not necessarily urgent or easy, but it moves the needle most significantly. Mark Pincus, creator of Farmville, spends at least 50% of his time on product development. This clarity simplifies scheduling. Once you've identified what's most important, you need a compelling reason not to do it. Research shows peak cognitive functioning occurs in the first 2 hours after waking, yet most people waste these hours on email or social media. Successful people reserve mornings for their MIT, silencing devices and focusing exclusively during peak hours. This principle applies universally. Entrepreneurs focus on quarterly goals, executives on primary objectives, freelancers on client acquisition, students on grades, and parents on child development. Highly successful people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs don't rely on to-do lists. They meticulously manage their calendars. To-do lists fail for three reasons. They don't distinguish between 5-minute and 5-hour tasks, making us choose easy over important. They let urgent matters overshadow crucial ones like annual checkups. And they trigger the Zeigarnik effect, where unfinished tasks create intrusive thoughts that drain mental energy. The evidence? 41% of to-do items never get completed. The solution is calendar-based living. Time block everything important with specific slots. Draft presentation slides 9 to 10:30 a.m. Tuesday instead of vague reminders. Schedule critical work early before interruptions strike. Treat calendar blocks as seriously as external meetings. Reschedule if needed, but don't cancel. Protect your blocks by deflecting interruptions politely. LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner schedules 90 minutes to 2 hours of daily buffer time for processing information. Design your ideal week around your values, morning exercise, one-on-ones with reports, uninterrupted writing blocks, evening family time, and vacations scheduled months ahead. Procrastination affects 20% of Americans chronically, more than clinical depression. It's not laziness, but avoiding important tasks for easier ones. The core problem? We're time inconsistent. Present emotions override future intentions. We buy healthy food we never eat or cue documentaries while watching comedies instead. Successful people employ powerful counter techniques. Time travel. Anticipate how your future self will sabotage goals and counter preemptively. Remove junk food, schedule morning exercise. Pain and pleasure. Visualize both completion rewards and avoidance consequences. Accountability partner. We hate breaking promises to others more than ourselves. Reward and punishment. Since humans fear loss more than gain, punishment works. Services like Stickay.com facilitate commitment contracts, forfeiting money for failure. Act as if. Adopt your ideal identity through self-talk. I am a healthy eater. Settle for good enough. Perfectionists struggling to finish should lower the bar. Procrastinating a 3-mile jog? Just run around the block. How did President Bush read 95 books yearly while leading the nation? How does Sheryl Sandberg leave work at 5:30 daily for family dinner? Former Intel President Andy Grove revealed the secret. There will always be more to do and always more than can be done. Most of us falsely believe that working hard enough, they'll eventually finish everything. This creates guilt when taking personal time. There's always more we could be doing. But successful people understand work is never done. Like housework, it's an endless stream consuming whatever time you give it. Sandberg consistently leaves at 5:30 p.m. for 6 o'clock dinner with her children. Grove maintained regular 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. workdays. These leaders set boundaries and accept that enough is enough. They prioritize, schedule what matters, and understand working longer doesn't mean accomplishing more. The solution isn't more hours. It's accepting reality. There will always be more to do. Mastering the practice of letting go enables you to exercise regularly, get home at reasonable hours, and spend time on yourself without guilt. Richard Branson credits his success to a simple notebook. I could never have built the Virgin Group into the size it is without those few bits of paper. He captures thoughts immediately, knowing unrecorded ideas vanish, once scribbling in his passport when desperate. Aristotle Onassis called it his million-dollar lesson. Always carry a notebook. Write everything down. History's giants, Mark Twain, Thomas Jefferson, Charles Darwin, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Edison, all kept notebooks. Research confirms handwriting beats digital note-taking. A Princeton/UCLA study found students who wrote notes by hand outperformed laptop users on conceptual questions. Handwriting engages active listening and cognitive processing. Typing encourages mindless transcription. Start simple. Tape your business card inside the front cover, date the notebook, and capture everything. Creative ideas, meeting notes, observations. Recording thoughts immediately frees your mind from remembering, reduces stress, and preserves every valuable idea. The ultimate productivity secret isn't time, it's energy. Everyone has 24 hours, but getting more done requires maximizing personal energy. Our addiction to quick fixes reveals this. Red Bull sells 4 billion cans yearly, while 5-Hour Energy generates $600 million in revenue. These provide temporary alertness without addressing chronic brain fatigue. Writer Monica Lionel increased her output from 600 to 3,500 words per hour through energy management, a 6-fold increase without finding more hours. Research shows humans naturally cycle between energy expenditure and renewal every 90 minutes, but we override these signals with caffeine or pushing through. The Draugium Group found their most productive employees took more breaks, typically 52 minutes of work followed by 17-minute breaks. The foundation is physical health, sufficient sleep, minimal alcohol and caffeine, whole foods, healthy weight, hydration, and daily exercise. Africa's youngest billionaire, Mohamed Dewji, prioritizes midday workouts, while career expert JT O'Donnell makes intense exercise a daily habit for clearer thinking. Your body isn't a vehicle for your brain. It's the reason your brain exists. You have 1,440 minutes today. How will you invest them?